there's not enough wall space in this town for all the talent that exists. So let's try to squeeze a few artists in here and see what happens.
Steve Bormis is a Sioux Falls artist and downtown business owner. He has spent the past 9 years as owner of Rug and Relic at 8th and Railroad in downtown Sioux Falls. Bormis travels to Turkey several times a year, bringing back handmade rugs and world-class art to his gallery. Bormis's gallery is covered in both local and international art. The floors are stacked with rugs, and the walls are covered in paintings. Created pieces hang from the ceiling. But Bormis is just one of many who have contributed to the flourishing art community in Sioux Falls.
I think you have to come here when you come to Sioux Falls, and you have to go next door, East Bank Gallery. You have to go to the Pavilion. There are so many fantastic places. There are new galleries opening up, too. Exposure is one. It's a co-op gallery. Lots of people trying brand new things and trying to get a new crowd in.
When visiting downtown Sioux Falls, it's hard to miss the appreciation for art, from the sculpture walk to the galleries lining Phillips Avenue. But Sioux Falls hasn't always been such a creative center. While some West River communities have been known for their art for several years, it has only been in the past few years that creative-minded people have started making Sioux Falls home, rather than moving on to more urban communities. Sioux Falls artist Liz Heron is a South Dakota native. Large, bright paintings of nature and astronauts adorn her small studio in the downtown Ipso Gallery, as she is fascinated with both the scientific and natural world. Over the past 10 years, she has witnessed how the appreciation for art has grown in Sioux Falls.
Slowly, but surely, and especially within the last few years. I think you bring increased business interest to this area. You also attract, because of the culture of downtown, increased number of artists, increased opportunities to show their art.
While she says that many creative-minded people are now choosing to stay in Sioux Falls, Heron, who is also an art professor at South Dakota State University, says that she values a desire for young adults to leave South Dakota and explore.
But then you also kind of hope that those people with those great talents recognize that being in South Dakota, although it's not urban and may not have the same sort of art market for sales that some of these larger places do, it's also a place where you can be recognized. You can make a name for yourself.
One thing that has contributed to that creative spirit is the opportunity for community involvement. Places like Zing and the Museum of Visual Materials offer various art and cooking classes to the public. Interactive wine and canvas events have also gained popularity.
And we're just going to melt this. And the reason we're going to do it now, while those are...
Jessica Farley is Director of Education at the Museum of Visual Materials. She teaches a young girl in the kitchen of the museum. The counter is covered in chocolate, and she gives step-by-step instructions on how to make cake pops. Farley teaches various art and cooking classes for both adults and children.
Seeing like these painting classes, the sip and paints, or the wine and canvas events too, they're going on. I think that kind of allows people that maybe aren't really artists or think that they're creative, it gives them a chance to see what we're all about. And maybe they do something like that and see that it is kind of hard, you know, or they want to go to more art shows to get inspired.
Farley says art classes contribute to the artistic energy downtown. Artist Steve Bormis says another aspect of that artistic energy is a sense of community between both artists and appreciators of art. Bormis uses the word family when describing the art community of Sioux Falls.
The community of artists that we've discovered around here and started to participate with, it's really, everybody's approachable.
I think that Steve is very right about that. I feel like you can say something like family or community when you get to know so many of the artists, and I feel like I am acquainted with a lot of the artists around here.
Artist Liz Heron moved to Sioux Falls in 2001. She says, as far as the future of the art community in Sioux Falls, artists all agree that it will continue to shape the city. From galleries and classes to tattoo shops and motorcyclists creating choppers, the city has become a thriving center for creativity. According to Heron, city leadership cares about the visual appeal and the development of the downtown area. And because of that, she sees the artistic future of Sioux Falls to keep unfolding.
What do I hope for? What do I visualize? I think just a really thriving downtown, and hopefully one that really considers how things appear, you know, the visual nature of restoration and building and supporting art.
New business opportunities and developed living and gallery spaces have helped the downtown area flourish. Steve Bormis is quick to recognize the potential that Sioux Falls has as an art destination.
I think Sioux Falls is going to become more of a destination for arts. It already has been, and the most visible when you first come to town, I think, is probably Sculpture Walk, and it's fantastic. The quality of art is amazing.
Artists and art appreciators alike no longer have to look to urban areas for quality, world-class art opportunities. Sioux Falls can now offer that, and according to Bormis, at a more affordable art value. More people are embracing art and getting involved in art education.
After we scoop them all, we'll roll them with our hands.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jaden Miller.